I want to thank Moment of Inspiration listener Donna in Washington State as she sent a thought to get our week started, because so many times we don't realize that little eyes are upon us and they're watching night and day. There are little ears that quickly take in every word we say, little hands so willing to do everything we do for that little boy or little girl who wants to grow up and be like you. And so the title of this that Donna sent was When You Thought I Wasn't Looking, a message that perhaps every adult should read, perhaps hear, because children are watching, grandchildren are watching. But what about your example? Maybe that little one, that child now grown up perhaps, is saying, when you thought I wasn't looking, Mom, Dad, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator and I immediately wanted to paint another one for you. And when you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat and I learned that it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't watching you, I saw you make my favorite cake for me and I learned that the little things can be the special things in life. When you thought I just couldn't see, I heard you say a prayer. And I knew that there's a God I could always talk to, and I learned to trust in him. And I even came to know his son, Jesus. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick, and I learned that we all have to help take care of each other. When you thought I didn't notice, I saw you take care of our house and everyone in it and learned that we are to take care of what we are given by God. When you thought I didn't notice, I saw how you handled your responsibilities even when you didn't feel good. And I learned that I would have to be responsible when I grew up. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes. And I learned that sometimes things hurt. It's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't watching you, I saw that you cared. And I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I learned most of life's lessons that I needed to know to be good and productive person when I grow up. When you thought I wasn't watching you, I looked at you, and I wanted to say thank you for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. My friend, when we remember that there's not just little ones watching us, but there is one who watches all the time, and he says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what his good and acceptable and perfect will is. And you'll come to understand that Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, deny herself. Take up his cross daily and follow me, for whoever would save his life will surely lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. May we remember that the greatest among us will be a servant, and that we would have the mind of Christ, that this mind would be ours, which is in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And so, Lord, since he died for all, may we who live might no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us and who was raised to the newness of life, that we too might share in that resurrection experience. Heavenly Father, we ask all of this for your glory, and that we would be contagious, that people would see our good works and glorify you, even when we're not aware that they're looking on. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.